Welcome back. I think the intro it's the hardest part of this whole thing. I usually start this podcast about 10 different times, and I have absolutely no idea how to come into this without either copying somebody I'm going to copy something no matter what. And most intros are fucking gay. They're just terrible. So I guess I'll just jump right in. I am in Colorado. Just got here. I just got into country. No, I'm not. I could be in Wyoming. You just never know. Maybe I'm in Montana. Fuck. Who knows where Jake's at? I am after moose of the female version. It's going to be fun. Just met up with one of my buddies. He's out here elk hunting. And he lives out here. So I'm actually going to end up... I wasn't honestly planning on it, but I'm following them back. I'm going to end up camping with them. He's given me some intel on some spots, so I'm excited for tomorrow. Tomorrow's opening day. But moose hunting is not what I'm here to talk about yet. I am here to talk about bush beating. No, I'm just kidding. I'm here to talk about deer hunting. But let's first jump. The only reason I'm bringing this up is because I just got this message. And this gentleman, just a disclaimer. I am absolutely not making fun of you. Well, I'm making fun of you for fucking sure. But I 100%. I get it. I just got a message that it was one of those like mother-in-law. My mother-in-law doesn't do this, but I don't even know. It was one of those like compliments with the backhand. You know what I mean? I just tell you what it said. It was, I have really started looking forward to your podcasts, but if you could stop beating, I think it said, if you could stop beating around the bush or beating the bush. I think it said beating the bush. I should look. Hang on. Hold on a minute. I'll just read it to you. See here. See if this works. Starting to look forward to your podcasts. LOL, maybe just a little less beating the bush over and over as I make my wife listen with me. If not, I'll listen alone because it doesn't bother me. All right, sir. I get it. Your wife... your wife... sits and listens to... That's impressive. That's true love, sir. You have true love. There's no doubt about it. She loves you to death. Because if she's willing to sit and listen to my dumbass talk... good God. That's a love... I don't know. That's a love like I've never even seen. But... let's unpack that for a second. Absolutely talk in circles sometimes. That's because I have no fucking idea what I'm talking about until I'm talking about it. That's a man thing. I get it. I get why your wife wouldn't enjoy that. Oh, God. You know what, sir? You know what I think about your wife? I think she would get along very well with my wife. My wife doesn't like when I talk either. No, I'm just giving you, I'm just razzing you. Ma'am, if you're listening, I appreciate you listening. I will try, I'll try to do better. I will. I probably won't accomplish it, but I'll try. So, all right. I hope you guys didn't take offense to that, because I don't have that many listeners. I can't be offending everyone and running them off. But thanks for listening, and thanks for the backhanded compliment. I appreciate it. All right, let's jump into the deer hunt. Fuck, it's been hot. It's been miserable hot. Last week, I think we had one day, I jumped in my pickup, it was like 109 on my dashboard. It's fucking hot. Pretty good weather for hunting whitetails. No doubt. I didn't have a choice. My mule deer spot sucks right now. There's only a couple deer hanging on it, and I've been hunting them, but I've been kind of tiptoeing around them because I don't want to permanently bust them out of there. So, and I've been getting some pictures of a couple of pretty good whitetails, and even during the day, which surprised the shit out of me. But it's on the river, and where I'm at is kind of between their feeding. Well, fuck. Here I go talking about my. I fucking position myself right between their beds, and then I get my little. I get my stand there between their feed and bed, and then Jesus Christ. All right. How much did your wife hate that? Fucking rate that one. I'm guessing a lot. My wife fucking hates it when I do my stupid ass voices. she says, I don't know. Anyway, so I have been getting some pictures, and the other night I went and sat. It was a couple nights ago. I went and sat. My wife was gone. And I got a babysitter to watch the kids. So I didn't have a lot of time on my hands. I mean, I told the babysitter I'd be back at like, you know, 8:30, 9 o'clock or whatever. You know, 15, 20 minutes after dark. And so right before dark, here come the deer I've been watching. Not watching. It's not like I fucking been... He's just been on my camera since July. I call him Blades. Oh, God, I don't. I mean, I kind of do. I don't name my fucking deer, but sometimes I do have, like, almost, they're, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a, I ironically name them, you know, just, like, I say, like, oh, I'm like, oh, Blades is on a camera. And, yes, I did name him, and yes, I do say it, but I say it with a lot of sarcasm. So, I'm not totally a loser. If you name your deer, I'm okay with it. I don't give a fuck. But, anyway, so, here he comes, and I had a guy ask me if I filmed the hunt. I am not filming all of my hunts. Not even, the only time I'm going to film is if it's absolutely not inconvenient. That's the only time I'm going to do it. I just don't really give a shit. And I definitely don't want it to fuck up my hunt. And I'm doing it all with my phone. So where I'm at, I've got a ground blind. Basically, I'll tell you the setup. I got a ground blind. It's set back. I had a guy also. Jesus. All right. I see. Here I go talking in circles. Sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. All right. Stay on track, Jake. Stay on track. All right. So basically there's a transition between two alfalfa fields and a kind of a, it's not a bedding area. I mean, they do bed in it, but it's a real thick patch of trees. They actually come from the neighbors through this thick patch of trees. They hit this open gate that goes to a the road, and there's a road right there that rancher uses to get between the two fields. So they hit that road, and it's a T, and they can go to either field, and there's water on the edge of one of the fields, so, and then the river kind of goes through there and splits it. So it's a fucking awesome spot, and I tuck my blind up. I always tuck my blind, if I can, up against some brush, so they can't walk directly behind you. I had a guy ask me about that, about, you know, animals, and there's fucking trails coming through that fence like crazy. So that's where I set up, and the deer, they just fucking show up. You know, I'm sitting in a blind, so you can't, I only have a certain amount of windows open and right in front of me. So they're going to just be there, and you're going to have a fucking second to shoot them, and then they're going to be gone. So I'm not filming. Like, for one, I always use the netting, so I can't, it's a fucking pain in the ass to set up the camera. It can't be with, you know, inside the fucking netting. And if you put it outside the netting, how the fuck, when a deer shows up, are you going to turn it on? I'm sure there's, like, if I really wanted to film, I'd fucking buy a camera and, you know, get, like, a remote. I don't know. It's not that important to me. I don't care. Like, fuck YouTube. I just started one because, just like this podcast, everybody's got one. Why don't I have one, you know? Fuck it. So, I did not film it. I kind of wish I had it on film, because the deer show, it's fucking,
this deer read the script. I tell you what, he come right down that trail. I saw him, and I grabbed my bow, and I shot him.
Jesus. Oh, God. Sir, is your wife still listening? Send me a message. I apologize. I should really try to get more women involved. My percentage of, I got a few women listeners, a few Canadians, fucking a few Australians. anyway, so he comes down the trail. There's a few does in front of him and a few, I don't know. It's just a line of fucking deer. And so I had my bow already, and he come into my shooting lane. I'm shooting the recurve, and I mean, I don't know. It was perfect. It wasn't, I don't know. I probably would say the shot was 18 yards, 18 to 20 yards. And I've been, well, up until after that, I had been shooting really fucking well. He walks out, he stops, broadside. I draw back. It's fucking last light, you know, and in that timber, it gets dark earlier than everywhere else, so it's, but I don't really worry about that. When I've got my stick bow, you know, it's, as long as there's, you know, light enough to see, I don't know. It's not like a compound where in the blind, if the blind is too dark, you can't see your pins and shit. And no, I didn't shoot the motherfucker in the dark. It was actually well before fucking shooting light, but back in that goddamn timber, that's like bear hunting. It gets darker at the fucking bait site about a half hour before legal shooting light, and that's about how this was. So anyway, he stops, and I had a second. I shot, and I'm telling you, I thought I fucking threaded him. Like, I thought it was as money gets, truly. I mean, there. If I'd had a buddy in there, that would have said, "Oh fuck, that shot sucked," or "Oh, you're not gonna recover that deer today," or any of that kind of shit, I'd have bet him a fucking $1,000 that deer was gonna go over there and die. So, anyway, the deer runs over and stops. All the deer, it didn't really, you know, that Bob Lee's pretty quiet. Ooh. Sponsor. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, I don't know. He ran over, stopped. I grabbed my binos. I looked at him. It was he had flipped, so he was exit side. What was weird is I couldn't see any blood on his side. But I could see a what looked like a broadhead cut. You know how it blows out the other side and sometimes takes some fur with it. And it looked like it was just a shade back in the ribs, but it's still in the ribs. Like, oh, that's fucking. And it was bottom third. It was like, it was right at the third. So, I mean, it's a shade low, but not bad. At least that's where the cut was, okay? So this deer is looking around. He's not hunched up, so I don't think it's gut. I was like, all right, I'm just going to let him do his thing. And he just slowly walks across the road and back into the thick timber shit. Or not timber, but thick trees where he had come from. And he's nowhere near me. I couldn't get another shot. I mean, he's out there at like 80, 90 yards. So I'm like, all right, well, that deer's dead. And I'll just give it some time. You know, I packed up my shit and went out. I finally found my arrow, and once I got out of the blind, I could see pretty well out by the road, you know, out, get out of the fucking trees, and I could see pretty well. So I find my arrow, and the arrow, it's got blood on it, no gut, but it buried completely in the dirt, and we are so fucking dry right now. It's just powder dry. So it went all the way into this dry ass grass, and I mean, I literally had to pull it out of the dirt, and there's dirt all over the fletchings, everything. Like, shit, you know, I mean, it wasn't just caked in blood. And I was like, that's weird. So I really couldn't say for sure. It looked like there was a little bit of lung. It didn't look like, to me, it didn't look dark red like liver blood. Honestly, I'm just telling you what happened. I don't know. Like I've said before, every single experience you learn something. You're going to learn something. And I wish I had to take a goddamn picture of that arrow, but I didn't, because I was in like fucking recovery mode, and I just wanted to get. So anyway, I find the arrow. It didn't give me any, you know, there was no fat or meat on it, so I didn't think it was a high shot or a low shot. Anyway, I'll just tell you what I come to the conclusion. I come to the conclusion that there was plenty of blood on it, but as it went through the grass and dirt, it fucking literally rubbed a lot of it off. That's kind of what I, you know, I mean, it was buried deep in that shit. We're so dry. How many times are you going to say it's so fucking dry, Jay? God damn it. Stop beating around that bush. Fuck. Sorry. All right. So I go to where he was standing, and I got my headlamp on. At this point, it's pretty dark. I don't see any blood. None. Zero. Nothing. I look, no blood. So I walk over to where I'm trying to follow. There's plenty of tracks, though. I can't really, I'm not no fucking, you know, I'm not a goddamn, Apache, or, you know, like, I don't know, like, I'm okay at tracking, but there's tons of tracks, so I'm not, like, exactly sure where he crossed the road, but I know the trail I think he was on. And I looked, and I'm telling you, the grass in there is fucking deep. It's over nut deep, like, it's up to your belly button. So I'm like, all right, well, if there's blood on his side, it's probably rubbing on this shit. But I looked and looked, and I couldn't find it. God damn it. So I, at this point, I've used up all my babysitter time, and I'm kind of pissed off, you know, dad life. But I cannot find blood. And at this point, I have walked all over in this fucking grass, so I don't think he's in there. So I make the decision, and it's going to be hot. You know, I'll be honest, like, at this point, I just don't know, because the arrow didn't give me any warm and fuzzies. The only thing that was giving me warm and fuzzies is the shot. It felt really good. Like, I'll tell you something, and I don't know if everybody has had this feeling or not, but have you ever had the feeling, after you shoot an animal, the first thing you say to the next person you talk to, or you say out loud, is fucking hammered him. Hammered him. Fucking nailed it. Perfect shot. Hit him right where I was looking. Just fucking nailed him. But deep down, you know you didn't fuck it. You know that you're not quite that sure. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm the only one. I don't know. But yeah, I had the opposite of that. I legitimately, deep down, was like, good shot, done. I felt good. The shot felt good. Nothing about it was weird. The arrow is the only thing that was giving me, and not finding any blood. I don't know. You know, I know liver hits don't bleed real well. Usually they bleed a little, especially with a giant fucking day six. Another sponsor. Send them checks to Jake Downs Elect. No, I'm just kidding. Fuck, who the fuck would sponsor me? Not a soul. All right. So I'm thoroughly confused. And at this point, I have decided that I didn't hit him where I thought I hit him. You know, I don't know what happened. Maybe I hit him way too low. Maybe I don't know. Like, I am pretty damn confused. So reluctantly, I went home. I knew that was... Yeah, it's not ideal. Like, I wish I could have stayed and looked. But honestly, at this point, I've looked all the way to the neighbor's fence and fucking gridded that as much as I could. It's a pretty small patch of grass. And of course, he could have been in there. I mean, I could have walked within fucking 5 feet of him, probably, and not found him. So, I made the decision that sometimes we have to make. That we have to fucking come back tomorrow. So anyway, I go home, relieve the babysitter, fucking hardly sleep, and get my kids up at fucking 5 in the morning. My poor kids. Get them up, put them in the car, you know, get their blankets in there, try to make them go back to sleep, drive out the 30 minutes it takes to get out there, or 25, whatever. Get out there. I brought the dogs, which my dogs are not fucking tracking dogs. And it turns out they're idiots. So I don't think their noses even work. Unless it's like dead shit. Like if I left a rack or something in my yard that I, you know, was gonna boil or something, they'd fucking eat that they'd eat that skull in a fucking heartbeat. I could hide it in my fucking shop. They'd burrow in there and find that cocksucker and just chew him to death. But in the woods, they're just la-di-da. I don't fucking care. So anyway, we walk, we grid, I check the neighbors a little bit. The thing of it is once you get the neighbors, where it's all tall grass up until his place, and then his place looks like a fucking manicured lawn because he's grazed it off. So there really wasn't, I mean, I could see it all with a goddamn, my binoculars. I mean, I could see everything. So I don't hear any, I mean, I listened for coyotes right at daylight. Nothing. They were off in the distance. Way off in the distance, way out in the prairie, actually, at the river ends, and then it's just a bunch of fucking nothing, you know, just a bunch of fucking grassland. So I chalked it up to I just fucked up. Like, you know, it happens. And that's one thing I wanted to get across to some of these. If you're a new hunter or a novice hunter, let's stop fucking pretending that we don't wound animals, that we don't lose animals, that we don't lose some animals to coyotes. It is what it is. It fucking happens. And if you hunt enough or hunt long enough, it's going to happen. All you could do is as much as you possibly can. Work as hard as you can. So I didn't find him. And I was pretty depressed because he was one of the bucks I really wanted to get. And to be honest with you, I honestly thought he... To be honest with you, honestly, Jesus. Sorry, ma'am. yeah, honestly, I thought he was probably alive. I thought maybe I brisketed him, and he just wasn't... The only thing with brisket, though, that meat hit, I thought he would have dropped some blood where he stood. You know, a low hit like that, he should have dropped some blood, so... Maybe I don't know. I just don't know. I just figured he was still alive. And we went all over that place. And unfortunately, the only place that I got literally within fucking 50 yards of where he was. And here's what I learned. And it was a fucking lesson that I already knew. And I just didn't fucking follow. I just didn't even... Sometimes you just gotta punch yourself in the goddamn face. Because you just don't... You got to check all the goddamn boxes that you know what... I'll explain. So I did not check all of the actual river down in the river. Which, knowing that I the arrow was not a gut hit. And he wasn't hunched up. But knowing where I hit him... The odds of him going down to water were fairly good. But the bank where the river's pretty small. I mean, it's only like, I don't know, 10 feet across. It's not super deep, but it's really low right now. And I mean, the fucking bank to get down in there is like 8 feet tall, you know, straight up, just a fucking straight up, you know, cause that the river can raise and it's just really low right now. So anyway, Oh, is that right? Rivers can raise, Jake? Fucking, your knowledge is untouchable. Okay. So, yeah, unfortunately, I seriously thought I, you know, chalked it up to a lost animal. Also, that happens. But I went out the next morning and I was going to hunt. And then I was going to do one more sweep. And I was walking in and I caught a whiff of something. And at that point, I knew he was in there somewhere. I just knew it. So I brought the dog and went back. I hunted for a little bit because I got two tags. I hunted and then I went back. Uh-oh, it looks like we're at camp. I better wrap this shit up. So I went back, got the dogs, worked a little bit actually, and then... Did you work? Yeah, right, Jake. Yeah, went back, got the dogs, went in there, and my dogs really proved that they fucking suck. we walked around. I only got a couple whiffs, but I saw a bird flutter fucking around. It wasn't acting like it was on anything, but I just had this hunch, so I went over to the river, and fuck, there he was, just buried deep, right along the riverside. The coyotes had ate his ass in. He was pretty rough, you know. Obviously, I knew I had lost him after that, you know, having to leave him the first night. So it was, you know, it is what it is. It's not ideal. It sucks, but yeah, I mean, it happens, and I learned some lessons, but I did. Find him, and I'm happy that I did. I tagged him, and yeah, I didn't get any meat off him, but you know, sometimes that happens. I don't know. He's gonna hang on my wall. I'm proud that I it looked like what I thought. He was pretty deteriorated, but it looked like a liver shot. I think he just didn't bleed worth the shit, and he just wandered over there and got down in that river and just laid down and died right there. I mean, I think he was probably dead. Well, I don't know. Liver shock, they can last for a little bit, but who knows, you know? Maybe I would have went over there and bumped him had I had blood to follow. So, I don't know. You guys are probably screaming at me that that's wrong or that's whatever, but that is what it is. And I guess I'm going to fucking go set up my tent because it's late and try to go shoot a moose tomorrow. I'll update you on the moose as things go.